He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor. Gadget Professor.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor coming to you live and in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We are on show number 287. It is February 9th, and it is late. I mean late here Thursday evening in Arizona. I got to tell you, the temperatures hit 87 today and kind of took me by surprise. It was only supposed to be 82, 83. But where I was located, it was pretty hot, and believe it or not, I had the air conditioning on in the house because it got pretty nasty out there. Again, it's a dry heat, but in any event, I will take 87 any day of the week. It feels like you were back east, and it was a mild 70. Speaking of back east, they got, at least in my office in Natick, Massachusetts, they had 17 inches of snow. And I am looking forward to getting my plowing bill. All right, let's get into some gadgets of the day. I actually have two things. It's kind of weird. I started out with, I'll show you what I started out looking at. I started out looking at this device called EasyDisc. And it's really a cool device. What this will do, it will actually take a solid-state drive, and it fits inside here. I'll pop this open for you. The solid-state drive actually fits inside here, and then the enclosure locks it in place, if you will, like so. And what makes this kind of neat, other than a regular case, is that it has a, I don't know if you could see it, but it has a mechanism where you actually, just like a safe, can actually put your code in and lock the drive. It will also partition it. And if you can see here, there's a bunch of LEDs that actually will read out and tell you if it's locked, if it's not locked, if you have the proper passcode, so on and so forth. So far, it's a very cool device. However, I have run into about three or four technical questions that I don't see any answers for. So rather than reviewing the EasyDisc in total tonight, I'm just mentioning that I'm working on it, and I have written the company, and I'm awaiting for the answers to my questions so I can do a good review. So hopefully I will get those in the next day or two, and then next week I will have a review of this EasyDisc 610S. It looks like a really cool device, but I just want to make sure I understand a couple things before I review it. So, that said, I had three or four other devices scheduled, and for whatever reason, I couldn't get everybody together. I have several Skype interviews coming up, and that's what's going on behind the scenes. So, I must tell you, we're going to take a break from the tech tonight, at least from the review tonight, and I have to do some nostalgia for you. I've never done this before, but it's kind of neat. I was laying in bed and thinking about all the cool things that I've reviewed over the years, and also some of the cool nostalgic things that I have liked during my lifetime. And I don't know why, but for some crazy reason, I remembered going back to my early days, 6, 7, 8 years old, maybe even earlier. And I remember being at Chapman Lake in Scranton, Pennsylvania, or around Scranton, Pennsylvania. And I remember we used to stay at Chapman Lake, and we had these aluminum-colored metal cups. And I don't know why I thought of them, but here's what they look like. I kid you not. These are aluminum, and they come in actually six colors. You can't really see the colors well here, but maybe you can see this one. This is kind of a gold, and they're just aluminum cups. This is the red cup, and again, the lighting here is not the best. It looks kind of copper, but it's red. And you have the green cup, which I'll show you in a minute. And then here we have a light blue cup, and here we have a darker blue cup, and here is the famed purple cup, which the lighting doesn't do it justice, but every kid on the block, everybody wanted to drink out of the prized purple cup. So I'm just bringing these to your attention because they were really cool and really nostalgic. And what I'll show to you is the rims are different than the originals that I had. Also, the gauge of steel is a lot thinner. They're a lot thinner now than they used to be. I don't know what gauge it is, but they're very thin. They are definitely aluminum. But what's really cool about them, and it still is because I bought these new, and I'll show you where you can get them. You can get the old ones, too. We'll take a peek at that in a second. But actually, let's take a peek at that now. I'm going to bring those up here. Let's see. They are right here. So let's take a look at these crazy things. Here we go. You can get these on eBay. And what's kind of neat, if you look at these real close, or actually look at these, you'll notice that these have a flange on them right there. The new ones like these don't have the flange for whatever reason. But the old ones had the flange that you could see there. And when you used to tip these back, you used to get your bottom lip on the flange and drink away. But you can buy these used on eBay. You can always put them in the dishwasher, but they're not expensive at all. Here's a whole set for $29, $29.95. And they probably make these new, although I haven't seen them new with the flange on it. Here's one's aluminum, $13. So you get three of them, you get two purples. And again, they're used. So the point being is that why I'm reviewing this, they were really cool. And what I liked about them is when you would put ice in them, it seemed to me that the drinks always stayed a lot cooler. And I know today we have all kinds of insulated plastic mugs and aluminum and metal, and you have the mule mugs, if you will. But I ordered these, and these were like $18 for six of them, and I ordered them off eBay, and I got to tell you, I filled them up with some ice and put some water in it because I don't drink, but man, it just seems cooler. It's cooler to the touch. I don't know if you can see it here on camera too, but these things just beat up with water, perspiration, if you will, and your fingers actually freeze when you touch them to the glass, and it really keeps the liquid quite cool. And it's for whatever reason, it's significantly much more refreshing to drink out of these than a regular glass, which is what I'm going to do now because it's hot in the studio. It's awesome stuff, and I'll tell you, you might think I'm nuts, but these things make a really cool gift. And if you have a kid in college or even at home in the summer, these things are a blast. And again, my fingers are freezing right now, and it is it's 80 degrees in the studio here, but these keep me nice and cool. So I did some research, and I did find a page actually that explained why you may think it's cooler with the aluminum. It's pretty interesting. This will be in the show notes. You may want to take a quick peek at it. But if I had two identical containers, both the same shape, thickness, size, and filled with the same contents and ingredients, which would stay longer, the metal or the glass? So the long and the shorter of it is that they go to this thing called Newton's Law of Cooling. And it gets very scientific, so it goes beyond just having the aluminum cup and the water. But it says, what the law says is it states that the rate the object loses or gains heat is a function of the area of the object exposed to the environment. The temperature difference between the environment and the object and constant, which varies between the metals. So in this scenario that we're talking about, they will stay the same temperature, but what happens is... I can get into the math, and it's all explained here, but the interesting thing is when the two containers are heating up due to the environment, the aluminum can will get hotter more quickly. When you are cooling the two, however, the aluminum can will get colder sooner. Interesting. In fact, you know, they stay really cool really long, and it's kind of neat. So anyway, that's kind of the gadget of the day. I will promise you that I will definitely get back to you as soon as I get the answers on the Easy Disc. So I hope you enjoyed my trip down memory lane. But it's just a lot of fun drinking out of those crazy cups, and they're cheap. I'm probably going to spring for some used ones if I can find some that aren't too dented and scratched. They're not very expensive, but they are a heck of a lot of fun to drink out of. And man, I need to stay hydrated here. Okay, let's get into some good stuff. If you are new to the Gadget Professor Show, I usually interview someone each week, or I do an electronic gadget or some gadget that brings pleasure to you and your family. And I also do a lot of apps. Also, if you're into gadgets, you definitely want to check out my Rebel Mouse page. And there are some cool things on the Rebel Mouse page. Probably every 20 minutes, as soon as a new gadget comes out, it is on this website. It's totally free. You can subscribe to the Rebel Mouse page. And this page really has some awesome things on it. Today, I did notice a new camera that's out. Finally, a webcam that offers better than 1080p. And this is where I get a lot of my news of gadgets and things that I will test out. But finally, a webcam that offers better than 1080p at 30 frames per second. In fact, there are now two, although the weird thing is these appear to be identical. Interestingly enough, the consumer-oriented 4K Pro and the business-oriented Brio, which I do have, are the same thing, apparently. Both webcams offer 4K, dual microphones, infrared sensing, and they're about $200 list price. What's the difference between the two models? And this is interesting. The cable they come with, one camera end is a USB, and the other one is a Type-C. And those are the only two differences between the two cameras. So I'm going to look into that more. I think they just put the C on their connector because that's what the new laptop is. But in any event, if you want 1080 at 30 frames per second, this might be a good alternative for you if you have if you need a USB port or a C port. So definitely check that out. All right, folks. By the way, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I do try to answer all my email. I have about 7 people that I didn't answer this week, but I will get to that tomorrow, promise you. All right, let's take a look here, and the first app of the day that we have, and I think everybody will enjoy this. This is a site called BGR, and these are 10 paid iPhone and iPad apps that go on sale for free today. I did receive an email last week about someone saying they really liked that particular feature. So I will try to bring in each week websites that offer free of the best apps that were typically cost money and now they're free. And they might be only free for a day. They might be free for a week. I just don't know. But these particular sites have the apps. This was normally 99 cents. His remote mouse pad, mouse for iPad. This is $1.99. You never know what you're going to get, and you never know what you can use and what you can't use, but the whole point is it is free. Interestingly enough, I will tell you that if you buy something and it's free, it should be free. You shouldn't have to pay for it. Sometimes you will buy something and you hit yes, or you put your identification thumbprint in there, and then you get a bill. If you take that bill and write to iTunes, they will instantaneously remove that cost if you tell them it was free, or they will move the app saying that during those dates it was not free. So I've had a couple of those where I've loaded and I thought that we were free, and then all of a sudden a week later I get the bill from iTunes. So that's easy to negate. So let's continue here and take a look at our next page. This one is really good. These are 10 awesome paid iPhone apps that have gone free today, February 9th. And again, some of these you may want, and some of them you may want. But I checked 8 of these, and they were all free. Every single one was free. Some of them weren't the best apps, and some of them were actually pretty cool. The Keymoji was a really good app. I got several cool keyboard icons for free, and I liked that a lot. They were cool. Also, for you Android folks, so you don't cry, we have the App Gratis. I love that name, App Gratis, which is free apps for the Droid system and iPhone and iPad, but they do have a lot here for the Android. And as you can see, these are all free, at least today. And you want to keep checking these pages. So what you may want to do is on the Gadget Professor homepage, www.thegadgetprofessor.com, what you may want to do is subscribe to our show notes. And to do that, you just go on our homepage and scroll down, not too far down, and it's going to say newsletter, which would be right here, and just click on the newsletter, put your email address in, and from there, it's all automatic. Every Thursday evening, as soon as the show is done, you will get the show notes, and they are absolutely free, and all this will be indicated there, hot links, so you just click on what it is that that you want. So let's get back to the apps. Very cool app. I use this constantly. It's one of the better apps out there. It really works well. It's called Duo. I may have mentioned it once before, but I get requests for this all the time. It's called D-U-O. I'm sorry, D-U-E-T. Do It. And Do It is a very interesting app that will allow your Mac or your PC utilize your tablet as a second monitor. And it works real, real well. It's fast. Do It is built by ex-Apple engineers, delivering a Retina display at 60 frames per second with zero lag. It's a high quality tablet that you have, and it will make a high quality monitor. It also increases your productivity by 48% because you're getting a minimum of 48% more real estate. It interacts with the OS X like never before, and it's the most advanced display for your Mac. So really all you got to do is just click the download button, and it will take it to the App Store, and you can download it. The app might cost you $1 or $2, I forget, but it's well worth it. Let's check that out and see. So the Duo display app is $9.99. Definitely worth it for $10. I bought this maybe a year and a half ago. There's been several updates, and as I said, I use it almost every day. It works so well, and it was for $10. You can't buy a monitor of that quality like your iPad as you would for the $10 display app. So definitely check that out. It's really, really cool and really good. And I'm sure you got a tablet that's sitting there, and this will make it a monitor. Yes, it will work on Android if you have Droid tablets too. All right. This one is called Master Seeker 1.5.1, and what this will do, and it works really well. I just tried it this morning, and wow, I was shocked. I had a million photos, and I had to find one file. I couldn't remember what it was called, but I did an advanced search, and boom, just clicked return, and there it was. But Master Seeker states a revolutionary creates a revolutionary standard in the world for searching files only in a PC, and it reaches speeds that you never thought a PC can reach by using a unique technique that optimizes your PC for searching. The combination of unbelievable speed and simplicity turns Master Seeker into a practical, more than practical than ever, software that provides an unmatched user experience and saves mucho valuable time. So this is totally free, and you'll use it once. You'll never go to the Explorer or the search on your Windows machine again. I promise you that. It really works well. All right. Moving on, this is a cool bookmark checker, and it only works with Chrome, and it's basically an add-on. But what this does, and man, is this a handy thing, free, bookmark checker scans favorites, your favorite bookmarks for broken or dead links, which I had a lot of, and it deletes them, any empty folders that you have or any bad links. Check bookmarks for broken links or dead links. Add bookmarks you do not want to be scanned to ignore that list. Scans for 404 bookmarks at a time, timeout links, or 403 favorites. So you can scan for duplicate folders. You can scan for empty folders. You can scan several different threads at the same time, and you can set a timeout that if you have a zillion bookmarks and you don't want to wait forever, you can set that to that particular time length. This works quite well, very handy, very, very, very free. All right. This one you're going to like. I recommend everybody uses this. It's a web app, which means you don't have to download anything. You can go directly on the web, and you want to see if your internet connection is safe. You want to use F-Secure Router Checker. What you're going to do is just dial onto this web page. It's F-Secure Corporation, and you're just going to click right here, check your router. So that's just what I'm going to do. I'm going to check my router. I'm waiting. No issues were found. technical details for the results, and you can click on that and get more details. But if your router has been hacked or you got some issues with that, your DNS has been hacked or something's not right, you definitely want to check out your router. It's so simple to use. You just saw me use it. And they do have some other tools that are totally free. They have a free online scanner to clean your PC for free. They have a secure ad blocker, surf faster and save bandwidth. They have a secure your I need a drink. F-Secure Search, secure your search results, and F-Secure Router Checker, which is what we just did. So they make some pretty cool products. They do make some paid products, which are also excellent. It's a very good company. Check them out. And now, if you served in the military, any branch of the military, I commend you and truly appreciate your service. No question about that. But you may not know that you can go to this e-benefits page. It's a government page. And essentially what this will do is it will give you access to official military personnel files, including DD Form 214. They specialize in every kind of form that you have ever filled out with the military, compensation, claim status, personal contact and direct deposit, military personnel files, VA letters, you can manage your healthcare records. It's all in this one site called eBenefits. And I would encourage you to check this out. It's quite inclusive. And if you don't know it exists, now you do, eBenefits.va.gov. All right. This is a crazy site. Someone sent me this. Some Gadget Professor fan sent me this site and said they've been using it for quite some time. But what it is it's called canopy.co. And it essentially will tell you all the great products that Amazon may have. And it just shows you some of the cooler things. It also will show you great gifts to buy. You can join and save products. But it also shows you what's trending, which is interesting. So if I go to trending, I will see items that are selling on Amazon that are trending, and half the stuff I've never heard of. You can also see what's most popular. If you want to see what people are buying on Amazon because you're afraid you're missing something, here's some of the crazy stuff. Actually, the first thing, the USB wall plate, is something that we've reviewed. I've never seen the retro clock. And they've got a floating bookshelf, so if you're bored, I like these. I really like these vintage hanging pendant light fixtures. That looks pretty cool. It's $15. Yeah, so there it is. So it's $15 on Amazon Prime, and they have some cool things here. And if you're wondering what to get or what you need that you didn't get, you may want to check this out. It's called canopy.co, and it will be in the show notes. Now, here's another app that's really for Chrome. If you don't have the Chrome browser, then you're not going to get this. But this is called G Suite Training, and G stands for Google. This is an excellent site. The G Suite Training app, if you will, is a Chrome extension that actually offers a simple interface and interactive training lessons to get you up and running fast with the Google apps. That's what it's for. So it's rich. It's interactive training, whether you're trying to figure out how to use Gmail, Calendar, Sheets, Slides, or Docs. This app will tell you everything you need to know. And if you have a particular question, you can just type it in. It's really well done. And I use this frequently. I just took it for granted. But then I figured, you know what? Some other people may not know about it. So it's pretty good. And it's not completely up to date. But if you're just starting off, this is an excellent way to get some free training for you. It really is. Next week sometime, I am going to, maybe tomorrow even, I'm going to get the answers to this EasyDisk secure case, and then I'll be able to bring you the review next week. It's really a cool gadget. It's got all the lights and all the espionage stuff that one would want for security, and it's very inexpensive. It's extremely well built. I have to tell you, not to digress, but it took me 5 minutes just to get it out of the box. This thing's made in Germany, and this box is so tightly sealed. I kept pulling here to open it up, and I just couldn't get it out. I finally had to take a screwdriver and pry it out, but it looks like a real interesting device. As I said, I have a couple things I'm just not sure about, so I want to ask before I bring you the review. So thank you so much for tuning in, and I will see everybody next Thursday. So long from the Gadget Professor.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.